Aloha, and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. Well, depending on where you are in the world, the weather's kind of drismal for where we are. So hope for wherever you are listening in, the weather is glorious sunshine and beautiful glowing light. We're so glad that you have tuned in. I'm your cosmic guide and host, Charlotte Sivak, transmitting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario. And you just heard the beginning sounds of one of my favorite songs, just called Shiva Shakti by Patrick Bernard. It's from one of his latest albums called Chakra Celebration. And you can find more of his music at patrickbernard.com. So we are so delighted that you've decided to join us here today for this yummy, awakening, cosmic, magical hour, enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness while we elevate the collective consciousness with amazing synchronicities, all the while daring you to become the masterpiece you were created to be. Now, today's fantastic, we can tell you, wild card, multidimensional lineup show on Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic, which we actually like to plan moment to moment, so you never know what's going to happen, and that's really an amazing aspect of it. We're definitely going to do everything we can to spark your creativity and infuse you all with infinite possibilities with the magical awakening of the divine joy of a child. So why don't we all just dare and risk ourselves here living in divine cosmic ecstasy? Love how we get all pumped up and ready to go when we do these shows. It's really incredible. And today we have a very special guest who's going to be joining us, a very special guest who is also a very dear friend to me and someone that we have been co-creating and working with at different shows and places in the Canadian area on the East Coast side in Ontario, for those of you who are in this area. And I'm so proud of him because he's just been doing so amazing and he's been overcoming so much. And he has just launched his own TV show. He's just doing absolutely fabulous. His name is Matt Stapley, and he is from www.transdimensionalbeing.com. And I'll give you a little bit of information about him or give you a bio in a few minutes. But before we do that and before we welcome Matt onto the show, I just want to take a couple moments and just note how we had this really powerful new moon in Pisces yesterday and how much it might still be affecting you. It's been a very powerful time for all of us where we have been feeling a little bit off balance or off kilter, with, of course, Mercury being retrograde, which is a planet of communication, having a lot of snafus related to electricals and, you know, blowing up all kinds of things, anything electrical, toasters to televisions to you name it. But also causing some miscommunication and a lot of even delirium, especially because it's also in the sign of Pisces, which represents illumination or illusion. So many people have been battling a lot of their deepest wounds and having some incredibly insightful and very clear dreams, and really being able to give them an idea of what they're working through and what they're finishing. Now, Pisces is also the last sign of the astrological solar ring. So this also is a natural time of endings. We're moving into now Aries in about a week or so, and we welcome in the equinox, and you'll feel this power and this surge going through your system, which will be really incredible. This is the time to put in those seeds, all those ideas, those dreams, those goals, everything that you would like to accomplish within your life, and especially for this year. As many people get confused thinking that the New Year or New Year's Day is when you should actually be putting out any type of intentions or I forget what they call it at the second, it escapes my mind, that is not actually the time to be putting out your New Year's resolutions. It is at the time of the spring equinox, because this is when you actually get the opportunity to plant and seed and put your ideas and let them grow, let them sprout, nurture them so that all of your goals, your dreams, and wishes can come true. And we can actually say that about our special guest, Matt, as well, because he also set out his dreams and he set out his ideas, and now they're really blossoming. He has just really done a phenomenal job, and what a great time to welcome him to our show as we're talking about new beginnings and transformations, as he himself has also just gone through a massive transition from stepping into running and being the host of his own TV show. So Matt Stapley is the host of Rogers TV Psychic Insights with Matthew. Matthew is a born and raised Ottawa boy with a sensitive nature and a great desire to help others. Matthew studied nursing and palliative care at Algonquin College before receiving a diploma as a medical laboratory technician. Now, he's a well-respected psychic medium with clairvoyant and clairaudient abilities. Matthew helps people connect with the other side and relays information from their spiritual guides and loved ones who have passed on. The messages are always inspiring, loving, and have a true sense of keen insight. As well, he delivers concrete and valid messages to his clients about their life path, specializing in wellness, self-mastery, and helping others to open up to their gifts. His special philosophy of teaching others is to realize their psychic abilities is what makes them stand out. Now, Matthew is also the host of The Psychic Experience, which is a fast-paced and entertaining show of powerful psychic phenomena, which premiered in February 2012, at the prestigious Ottawa Little Theatre. A fun-packed event, Matthew uses his psychic abilities to empower those in the audience and help them find answers to some of life's most pressing questions. His messages are always positive, inspirational, informative, and insightful. You can also learn more about Matt at www.transdimensionalbeing.com. Now, we're also going to open up the lines and see if you want a quick question or you have a question for Matt about any aspect of your life. So the number is 1-888-815-9756. And we'll be looking to answer your calls a little bit later in the show. So with that in mind, let us welcome Matt Stapley. Hello.
Hey, Charlotte, how are you?
I'm pretty groovy. What an amazing bio that you have. You've accomplished and you've done so much. It's so inspiring.
Oh, well, I could definitely say the same about you, my friend.
Well, yeah, we're here to support each other, and that is the most amazing part of this new age with community. And this Aquarian age has been really shifting a lot of people's perceptions and perspectives, and I'm just really grateful to also be in this space of community with you.
Oh, likewise. I think the more that we work on supporting each other and helping each other's ambitions and dreams to grow, the more we can sort of start to cultivate this little corner of the universe we call Earth, and the sooner we can all start to live a more abundant life for humanity.
Well, we definitely should put that into those vision boards that we're going to be launching next week for the equinox. So it's amazing. Please tell us how everything got started. When was the first thing or a defining moment in your life that really got you on this path?
Well, I would say, there was a few of them, but one that, like, my first experience that I remember is when I was 8 years old, and my dad was traveling in Thailand, and I was in Carleton Place near Ottawa, where I grew up, and I described the room he was sitting in to him over the phone, including, you know, some very detailed aspects of the room that are very unique to that part of the world, and that's where it sort of started. And of course, they rushed me off to the psychiatrist, as most
wow.
parents of psychic children do. And then, of course, when I was a bit older than that, I got messages from my grandfather who passed away from my family. And after that, they sort of toned down the "oh my gosh, the aliens got him" sort of attitude, and they helped me to develop
wow.
more. So,
and what,
you know,
and
that
now,
really
how are they now with everything that you're doing? They must be so proud of you.
They definitely are. My mom passed away a few years ago, but she's always been my biggest fan or biggest supporter. And then my father, of course, is as well. And he was the one who actually financed the first two shows that we did, or the first few shows we did with the Psychic Experience and the stage performances. And, you know, I feel like both of them, even though my mom's supporting me from Spirit now, I feel like both of them have had an instrumental role in, you know, the development of this career.
Amazing. And what would you say is one of your favorite things to do, or favorite, what do you prefer, the TV show, the Psychic Experience, all of it?
I think all of it is really the best answer. I mean, there's many different ways to reach out to people in this world, and everybody, whether you're a medium or or a healer or somebody who's not even open to that yet, I feel like there's many different ways that we can all reach out to make this world a better place. And so I have to say all of it, answer C.
And how are you loving now? You're doing your own show. That is so incredible, Psychic Insights. Please tell us about
it. Yeah, you know, it was a really cool experience. Like, I pitched a show to Rogers over the years, and one day they just called me and said, hey, would you like to do a call-in show? And it started off as Ottawa Experts, which you were on in November.
That's right, back in the fall. It was an amazing time.
Yeah, it was. And then after that, they offered me a weekly show, which was Psychic Insights. And, you know, I really like it because I get to promote other psychics and mediums and people doing this work. And I feel like that's really what I'm here to do, is to help promote other people and get the word out there.
Wow. Well, you're certainly amazing at it, and you've been doing such a wonderful job.
Well, thank you. So have you.
Being in service.
I think that's where we have to be, you know, whether we're in service, working in the post office, or we're in service doing sessions, or we're in service, you know, sitting there and channeling energy, even without realizing it. I think that we all, in our own individual way, are in service one way or another. And
yeah.
I think that brings, you know, this to another point, which is where people, a lot of people believe that they aren't in service, that they can't be, or they don't know how to be. And I think just by reminding people, no matter who they are, what they're doing, that if they can be in a sense where they're, or a space in their life where they can hold kindness in their heart for the benefit of themselves and others, then they're also in service.
Incredible. And what other aspects do you like about the whole spiritual genre? I know the crystals, or, because there's other things that you do as well too, right? You're very talented in many areas.
Well, thank you. You know, I just sort of like all of it. I can't really put my finger on one thing or another. Obviously, mediumship is where my heart is the most, I would say, you know, helping people to connect with their loved ones in spirit or their spirit guides or their angels, and bringing forward information for them that will help them to find peace within their lives. I think that's where my forte is. But I also do enjoy, you know, crystals, like my partner Tristan has so much with and he's so talented with, as well as healing of any kind, I think. You know, no matter whether it's Reiki or it's a mediumship session, I think that anytime healing happens, I find a lot of gratitude and reverence for that.
Wow, that's incredible. And so you're in the Ottawa region, and this is where you do the TV show and special appearances and the psychic experience. Tell us about this. This is a really incredible show. It's like
the Cirque
du Soleil of psychics.
Pardon?
Said it's the Cirque du Soleil of psychics.
Well, it can be, yeah, because I try to find, you know, really good psychics to do the show with. You know, I always have somebody who opens the show or does the show with me, and they've got to really have, for me to do the show with them, they've got to really have an aspect of their life where they want to be in service, because we also donate a portion of our proceeds to a charity or charitable organization from every show. And, you know, so I just, it's a lot of fun.
What a great idea. That must bring
you a
lot.
Yeah, I think it's a huge part of raising awareness, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So is there anything you could suggest for any other inspiring mediums or psychics out there who are listening to us that, you know, something that really inspired you as well, too, that maybe you could pass on?
Absolutely. You know, one big moment of inspiration for me was actually hearing a quote by Margaret Mead, which is, you know, a small group of thoughtful people could change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. I think that that message really puts out there a lot of togetherness, oneness, consciousness. I think for other inspiring psychics and mediums or people who are wanting to get into this work, I really feel like one thing I'd like to say to them is just to really just go for it and don't be afraid to be wrong, because when we're afraid to be wrong, then we never actually do anything. So, you know, a lot of people who come to me say, well, I have these abilities, but I'm afraid to trust it, or I'm afraid to be wrong in a reading. And I just say, hey, being wrong is totally a part of the game, and nobody's accurate 100% of the time. And also just to really follow their hearts and let spirit guide them and teach them and help them to become whoever it is that they're destined to be. And I think that if they and all of us can surrender the ideas or expectations we put on ourselves that aren't helpful to us, I think that's when we reach a level of inner divinity that really makes a difference in the world.
Oh, that's incredible. So for all you inspiring mediums and psychics that are out there listening to us, just take that plunge, take that deep breath, and really, truly just honor yourself and go for it. Dare yourself to be the masterpiece you were created to be. And also, too, sometimes they say to dare also, too, to be stupid. Why not?
Yeah,
when you take the
absolutely.
Risk and you take that leap of faith, you may look stupid to other people in other in their light, but it doesn't matter, because what matters is what comes from you and what you feel from within, because that's when you're truly living your life. So you just got to take that risk, and you'll be amazed and happy that you did. So we are on the line with Matt Stapley, who is the host of Psychic Insights for Rogers TV. And again, you can reach him at www.transdimensionalbeing.com. So what do you have coming up next? What are you looking at for new projects or any like trips or anything that you're thinking of doing or leading? Because you teach workshops as well too, right?
I do, and that's sort of what I was going to say. The direction I'm heading in is a lot of teaching this spring, teaching people how to open up to their gifts and teaching people how to trust them and, you know, follow their intuition and things like that. I'm also going to be teaching a lot of platform mediumship, which is, you know, doing mediumship in front of a group of people or with a group of people. And I find like that honestly scares most people more than a one-on-one reading. But I always tell people that's actually easier to do platform because you don't need as much information to make a reading. You know, a reading's 30 minutes or an hour, depending on who's reading. And people sometimes get, they're more comfortable with that, but then you need that much more substance for their reading. So I'm trying to teach people to be more comfortable on the platform.
How incredible. And for those of you who are trying to reach us to get a question in, we actually, I apologize, I gave you the wrong number. It is, and we'll give it to you again, is 1-888-627-6008. And that is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. So if you are in there, in anywhere in the U.S. and Canada, please give us a call again at 1-888-627-6008. And again, we're back with Matt Stapley, a dear friend who is doing incredible, incredible work in the Ottawa region, who is teaching workshops, doing TV shows, and just incredible stuff. And we're so, so pleased to have you on. It's what do you do to keep yourself, or when you have some time to yourself, what do you do?
I like to pretty much relax. and
how do you relax?
With our cat and Tristan and how do I relax? You know, that's a good question. I think it depends on the day. Sometimes I just sort of watch television or, you know, work on my website or our business type stuff. And to me, that's still relaxing. So I do that a lot of the time.
Oh, well, that's cool. Any,
yeah.
Where do you see everything going now? Where do you see this evolving?
Honestly, I'm not even sure. That's the weird part about
just
the
go
whole
with
thing.
The flow.
Like, yeah, exactly. I mean, I honestly don't know where it's going, but I'm happy to be doing it and, you know, trying to work on myself as well as help other people, I think, is something that I'm really heading in that direction with and doing some writing and things like that.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, so that's really what I've been working on lately.
Oh, wonderful.
And working
well,
on a new blog that I've been writing for.
Oh, and what's the blog's name?
Oh, amediumwithamessage.com.
Oh, perfect. So you can check that out too.
Yeah. It's really a lot about my personal experiences, my experiences with not feeling totally part of, you know, the norm, whatever that is, and not, and also the experience I had with anxiety and depression growing up, you know, experiencing or perceiving a lot of things that I felt I couldn't talk about, actually put me in the hospital several times with depression and anxiety. And so a huge part of my journey has been deciphering what is my more, I don't like the word term mental illness, but the struggle that I've had mentally and versus the messages that I perceive for people. And I think that that's something a lot of people deal with. You know, I've never met a medium that has not had an anxiety disorder or something like that. And so a lot of us experience these things, and I thought, you know what, nobody really talks about them, though. You hear it once or twice or here and there from different psychics or mediums or healers about the fact that they perceive anxiety or anxious feelings or depression or bipolar disorder or anything like that, but it's not really documented in firsthand experiences. And I think it's because a lot of people are afraid to be perceived as a whack job when actually they're perceiving things that are not of this world. And so I've decided to write about that and my own experiences within the world of psychiatry and the world of spirituality.
This is an amazing topic, and I would like to definitely get back onto it, because I'm sure there's many people that are listening in that have gone through this and they didn't know where to look or where to find more information. We do have a caller on the line with a question,
Why
don't we bring the caller in and then talk a little bit more about this topic, because this is just, it's definitely something that needs to be addressed. So,
absolutely.
Hello, you're on the line with Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic.
Hi, good afternoon, Charlotte and Matt. This is Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. Do you have a question for Matt? Thank you for calling.
Well, yes, I think you're marvelous. Congratulations on your TV, even though I live in the U.S., but I think it's beautiful that you're opening the doors for all light workers, psychics, mediums, etc. We're all the same light workers. So that is beautiful, because the U.S., still a little, you know, go as far as the Lisa Williams, and that's it, and Edward.
I know.
And they're very limited because they don't have shows right now. Not that open-minded yet, but it's all coming. But my question is, I actually have two, if you don't mind, but I'll make them quick.
Sure.
Well, I'm promoting, this is very coincidental or not coincidental at all. I am promoting another light worker. She's a medium, she's an author, and she's a little on the timid side, and I'm promoting her, marketing her to have events, to go on radio shows. I already did one. And I'd like to know, how successful am I going to be with all of this?
I feel really good about it. Like, immediately when you said your first name, I felt a huge sense of empathy that you have for the world around you. I feel really want the best for this individual. I think you're going to be incredibly successful. The spirit world, actually, I feel like you have a specific spirit guide that has been assigned to you, or a helper that has been assigned to you to help your friend or this woman that you're helping, as well as other people. And I'm being told that your own path will be a huge part of promoting this individual and other people. So I feel like that's going to be very successful for you. Also, there's a gentleman's spirit around you pretty closely, and I feel like he's pointing at the top of your head, which means your crown chakra, of course. And I feel like he's saying that you're opening up to your own ability of mediumship, and you have been for quite some time. I feel like this man had a very intense pain in his head, so he may have had headaches or perhaps a stroke or aneurysm at the time of his death.
My dad? Could it be my dad?
I can give you some more information. I never decide who they are. I just describe them.
Okay.
I also feel as though he had an open heart. I think that he was a very compassionate, loving individual.
Yes.
And I feel like he was kind of like had a quirky side to him as well. Either way, I feel like he's the one that's going to help you to promote, do this promotional work. And it feels very good to me.
Wow. That is so beautiful. Well, I've been asking, and my angels also, about my healing. I've been told that I have healing hands, and I'd like to know how she knows that. Oh my God! But I don't know which form. You know, is it hands-on? Is it via telephone, distance?
I believe it's going to be hands-on and distance both. I really feel like you have this flowing through you, which is amazing. There's also a female spirit around you who died, and she was very cold, feeling very cold at the time of death because I get shivery. And I feel like she may have had a heart or lung issue, and she's the one that you've inherited this healing ability from, is what she tells me. And I feel like she may either be at the same level as your father in spirit, age-wise, or even older than him. So this could be a mother figure or a grandmother figure.
Well, I have both. Actually, all of them are up there. So.
Was one of them more spiritual or religious than the others?
To be honest with you, no, they're very, very, very Catholic. Well, my mom, not as much.
Yeah.
But my mother used to get creepy because I used to tell her stuff, and she used to get creepy on me because I used to remember when I was a baby and I told her, her holding me, and she'd say, "Oh, don't talk to me like that." And I used to know when money was coming, and I used to know so many things. I used to tell my mother because I had no other outing, So she used to get creepy. So it might be my mom. And maybe she really
I'm not really sure. And it's hard to do it in such a short period of time. But I do feel like whoever it is, they're really supporting you, majorly with all of this.
Yeah.
So we thank you for calling
in
today.
Thank you so much, Catherine. And have a lovely day. And for anybody else who would like to call in and ask a question of Matt, you can call 1-888-627-6008. So, Matt, and again, we're on with Matt Stapley from www.transdimensionalbeing.com, and he's also the host of the TV show Psychic Insights. So, Matt, I'd love to get back into this discussion about the anxiety and everything that the psychics have experienced, and your new website as well, too, Psychic with a Message.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mediumwithamessage.com. I just feel like, I think that it's so important for people to share and be honest about their own experiences, even in the more difficult ones, because I think, it's great for people in this profession to stand up and be empowered and be strong and be, in some senses a guide for others. But at the same time, we took a lot to get to that point, and we continue to have to work on ourselves. And, I think the more we talk about the realistic aspects of our journeys, the better off we're going to be in service for the world and for those who we help. So I feel like it was almost, it came to the point where I was like, I've got a very, not a horrible past, but a challenging past emotionally and mentally. And I thought, I could not tell anyone this, but then I wouldn't really be helping them, would I? So I decided that I was going to open the door to that aspect of myself, my past, and sometimes in my present, and really be honest about mental health, mental illness, all of that in my own life, in order to help people at a deeper level and perhaps help people that are looking to hear that or are going through that themselves.
Now I found too, even in my own practice, is that there's been a lot of people, especially in the last year and a half, that have been experiencing some really high levels of anxiety, but also issues with their brain. And it's funny because since about September of 2011, there was many people experiencing a fogginess in the brain as the wall between the hemispheres of the left and the right side of the brain, of course the left brain being intellectual and the right brain being the creative and the intuitive, so the wall was beginning to shatter so that the whole brain could be synthesizing. And the message that has been coming through again and again and again is how our brain is becoming into a full brain illumination, which means that we're not either some of us only coming from the left brain side or some of us only coming from the right brain. And it's incredible how all the senses of the brain are all coming together. And one of the mysteries of the past is the flower of life, which is a symbol. And if you find it, right now obviously we can't show it to you, but if you were to Google that image and get the image and just draw it, the tracing of this would actually infuse your pituitary and your pineal gland and help to elevate and activate your brain function and help you to reach parts of your brain you haven't been using. So also, too, of course, with meditation or trying to get into meditation or a group, especially when you're thinking too much or you can't seem to calm yourself down, that is also another thing that would really be helpful. But this brain illumination has been really a huge thing that has been happening for the last 2 years. And now, of course, that we're in the sign of Pisces, or Neptune has finally come into its home sign of Pisces, which it will be in until, I believe, 2025 or 2027, we're going to be having a lot of these back and forth between illumination and illusion. So it's really incredible how what the work that you're doing is in alignment astrologically as well. Literally, it's written in the stars. So it's really going to be reaching so many people. It's just phenomenal. But once again, you can look for that image, the flower of life. For those of you listening in, just Google images and print it and then trace it with a marker or a pen. You're going to be amazed at the difference at what it does to help with your brain function as well, too, and also calm you down, but also help you to see things more clearly. It's really phenomenal. So
where do you
see that aspect of it going as well? I mean, you've done a lot of work in this area.
You mean a full brain illumination sort of thing?
Yeah, and how you're writing about the anxiety and, you know, helping others as well, too, to embrace their gifts.
Yeah, I honestly think as all people you need me for that. This universe, as we know it, is if people will really be able to that from within them rather than, you know, I think our many now are, yes, to help people who are in need, but also to help people to grow and to expand themselves, surprise themselves, even trust. And I direction a lot of the time.
That's really incredible. And when you do the psychic experience, just give us maybe an idea for those who haven't had this experience of what it's like to be there.
Okay, so you mean like on the stage?
Yeah, see it from the psychic perspective, because we all know what it's like, you know, to sit in a stage and watch. Well, what about from you?
Okay, so terrifying. This is the first thing. I remember the first one that I did, which was at the Mayfair Theater. The show itself premiered at the Ottawa Little Theater. But, you know, one day I was like, I think I want to learn how to do platform mediumship. And, of course, there was nobody in my area teaching it at the time, really. And so I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll rent a theater and get on stage and just learn that way.
So you had the paper bag in the back going into it.
Yeah,
well, that's a great way. I mean, that's how you learn, right? That's totally daring.
Absolutely.
And that's a defying moment, I would say.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. You know, the newspaper got word of it, and they covered it. And then, you know, so I was there, and 150 people came in, and there were more people coming in. And I was like, oh, my God, what did I get myself into? I've never really done this very much before, and I was like, okay, well, here we go. But it was very terrifying, even at the Ottawa Little Theater and the Kingston Baby Grand Theater, where the show is gone, you know, there's always that moment where you're like, am I really about to do this? And I think that that's where the realism is within all of this, is that moment where you feel absolutely your own humanity, your own worry, your own freaked outness, you know. I think it's at those moments that we are exactly channeling what we're meant to. And I think that when we stand too tall or too proud or too high, that's when we're really doing a disservice to ourselves. So in those moments of terrifying fear or whatever, about to get on stage and do something I've never really done before, you know, I think that's where it's at. I think that's where the change begins.
And here's a really interesting question about living life through the eyes of a psychic.
Yeah, that would be interesting. For sure, or living the eyes through any of us, you know, through each other, I think. There was a great quote that said, have you ever seen yourself through the eyes of somebody else? Have you ever seen yourself through the eyes of the ultimate observer? I think that was Ramsa that had said that. And, you know, I think that that's a very valid question. And if we can see ourselves through the eyes of other people and see even each other through the eyes of other people, I think that that's when we begin to open up that compassionate energy for the world around us.
Wow. And do you do any work with animals?
I have in the past, yes. I do missing animals cases. So if there's a missing animal, people can call me. I do it free of charge as long as it's not in an area that I'm familiar with, because I find like that's kind of a detriment. But yeah, absolutely, I'll work with animals for sure.
Oh, great. So where is there any other areas you're looking into expanding into over the coming months and in the year?
I feel like, honestly, I feel like I've just got to stay where I am for now. I feel like there's been so much change in the last, you know, 12, 13 months that I need some time for my brain to catch up with it, to be honest. but, yeah, I feel like after that period's over, I'm going to see what I can do to help other people, especially other psyches and mediums, to promote themselves. You know, I think that's something I'd really like to look into also.
That sounds like a really great plan, especially, too, because you know what it's like because you're wearing those shoes as well. So,
absolutely. You know, I think that that's, it's so important to pass on what we've learned in our lives. You know, they always say when somebody's passing away that they leave a legacy, but I think it's important to leave some kind of legacy for all of us while we're here, while we're alive and well, and continue to pass on information and love to the people who come around us. You know, I think that everybody's capable of doing that.
Beautiful. So we're, again, we're joined here with Matthew Stapley from Psychic Insights, the TV show in Ottawa. And you can reach out to him and find out more information about him at www.transdimensionalbeing.com. And Matt, we still have a few minutes here. I was wondering if you might be interested in joining us in doing one of our moment-to-moment meditation activations.
Absolutely.
Great. So we'll just get everybody into a receiving position, and we'll try to get you all to just relax for a few minutes, and we'll bring forth just a quick preparation sort of activation for you so that you're ready to step into the spring season at the equinox. And we'll bring everybody to the heart area, and then we'll turn it over to you, Matt, if there's anything that you would like to add into through the very quick activation that we'll be doing.
Absolutely.
So everybody just take a quick seat and find yourself relaxing into a receiving position. And just take a deep breath. Inhale through the nose and exhale. And just take a moment and acknowledge anything that is in your system, in your aura, anything that may have upset you or has transpired that may have made you feel a little bit that just doesn't need to be there. Just give it a quick acknowledgement and just see it, visualizing it, being released and let go. As we begin to play the music behind us of Jonathan Goldman of The Divine Name. And taking one more deep clearing breath, inhale through the nose and exhale. And for all the ladies that are listening, bring your focus and awareness to your second chakra, which is at your belly button and your navel. And for the gentlemen, bring it to your first chakra at the base of your spine. And visualize a tube of light flowing into the center of the earth. As we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to the crystalline core of Mother Earth. We invoke the golden white bubble of light and the pure white light of the Christ for personal protection. We call forth the inner plane hierarchy of planetary and cosmic ascended masters, the archangels and the Elohim. We also invoke our mighty I Am presence and invite any soul extensions and our monad of anyone that is also listening in, any of the divine souls that wish to join us. And as you feel yourself completely relaxing and surrendering, begin to visualize the sun above you. It represents the Divine Father bringing forth the cosmic Kundalini. These energies are a brilliant golden shade. And feel it as it flows in through your crown chakra, flowing down your spinal column, elongating each individual vertebrae. Feel this energy as it pulsates down, awakening your body, your soul, and your aura. And feel as it begins to flow over your perineum area and up and over your stomach and towards your heart, flowing up towards your throat, where you pick up even more energies of the cosmic golden Kundalini. Feel the beauty and the luminescence of this energy as it begins to clear you out, helping to release what is no longer serving you or in your highest benefit. Feel the energy as it now bursts through down your spinal column and bursts through your perineum, shooting into the center of the earth, awakening the Earth Mother, and rising up the Earth Kundalini, which is a gorgeous, vibrant shade of red. Feel this energy as it comes in through the soles of your feet and the base of your spine, bringing with it all the energy of support, nurturance, awakening, and healing, letting you know that you will always be provided for. And feel as this energy blends and merges with the cosmic Kundalini, the golden essence. Feel both of these energies as they rise up, filling into all your organs and tissues, down past the blood, down past the plasma, into the subatomic particle levels where there is nothing but space. Injecting and infusing you with the energies of love. And feel your body begin to totally release, surrendering to the pulsation of the blending of these incredible energies as it flows upwards through your throat, splitting into three different directions, where it flows over your shoulders, down and out each individual fingertip, further awakening or expanding your healing abilities. And feel the energy as it rises up like a geyser through your beautiful skull and shoots out like a water fountain at the top of your crown. Feel as the energy clears out your entire aura, your body, and your hologram, giving you pristine magnetic clarity, expanding and opening up your heart center. And as we bring our awareness and our focus back over to the heart center, we invite our soul brother, Matthew, continue on this guided journey. ahead, Matthew.
Light consciousness of the highest planes of the divine, and anchor those through our heart center and into the Earth Mother. We ask to ground into a vibrational dimension of Earth that is right for us at this time, understanding that the Earth is also in transition and change, as much as we are in transition and change. And we ask that we ground and anchor our own divine plan, path, and all of the wonderful things we will and are and have done on this Earth plane into a dimensional vibration that is right for us. We ask that the highest good of all of our potential and potential higher selves, and all of the absolute magnificence of our being be anchored through every cell in our body and into that dimensional frequency that is right for us. We also ask to co-create our path with the divine each and every day. And when we wake up and we say, oh my gosh, I'm depressed, we must say, thank God I'm depressed, because now I'm able to experience this. And we anchor that gratitude through every cell of our body and into the Earth Mother. We also ask for divine illumination, starting from the tips of going through our entire upwards towards our crown chakra. And we ask for an eighth chakra divine alignment and recalibration, that we may live our life's true mission and true purpose on this path. And we ask for understanding and serenity, and when we face challenges and times that are more challenging or difficult for us, and add into the divine path that is right for us at this time. Back to you, Shar.
And taking another deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose. We ask our Mona to activate our spinning Merkabas. Spin the inner Merkaba to the right and the outer Merkaba to the left. Help to ground, solidify, and anchor all that has been called forth and anchored. As we also ask for a special dispensation to help with all the energies being sent to all light workers who are consciously seeking ascension at this time. And bringing your focus awareness for the ladies back to the second chakra, the gentlemen to the first, releasing that tube of light, and send a new tube of light down into the highest dimension that is in accordance with your resonance, with the earth plane. Bringing yourself back into the ever-present infinite now. Begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes. And when you feel it is that right time for you, open your eyes. We thank you so much, Matt, for being with us here today on Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic.
Well,
for those of
you
who have been listening in,
it was an absolutely beautiful show, and you did a great job on that meditation.
And thank you for coming in halfway. What
well,
a beautiful activation that was.
Yeah, I think it's for as long as we all decide to meet each other halfway in this world, I think it's going to be an amazing journey.
Well, it already has been. I'm very grateful to have you on my journey.
Well, likewise, absolutely.
It's been really incredible. And for those of you listening in again, we've been on the phone with Matthew Stapley from www.transdimensionalbeing.com, who is also the host of the TV show Psychic Insights. And just before we say goodbye, I just want to once again thank you so much for being with us here today and sharing all of your experiences. And also, too, especially, I just want to make one more mention, too, about how you were talking about the anxiety and the issues with the brain. And please just give us that website once again for anyone here who's listening in and is interested in getting in touch with you and knowing more about that.
Absolutely. It's www.amediumwithamessage.com.
Great. Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you on with us, and we wish
you
so much joy and success in everything with your continued journey, and with inspiring and helping others. And we thank you so much.
Well, thank you as well, and it's been a pleasure to be here today.
Oh, great. So we thank everybody for joining in today, listening in on this really groovy, great show. Wishing you all a magical day and full of, well, we can't forget the days, I mean the nights. Of course we got to put that in there. Filling it with cosmic divine ecstasy as we wish you all infinite blessings of aloha.